This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a piece of data from yesterday's retail sales report that we didn't quite have time to get into. Clothing. Sales up almost 3% July to August. Good news for professionals in the clothing business, as you will hear in today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Aaliyah Wanick, and I'm a womenswear designer and speech therapist in the Bay Area. My day-to-day before COVID would have been going to work. So I work with young adults with disabilities and going in, working a full day, coming home, maybe taking like an hour or two, you know, to myself, and then working for like 4 to 6 hours, depending on the line. And that could have been anything from sewing garments to just to anything that has to do with the business. I guess it feels a bit embarrassing to say that is what happens Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, I kind of devote solely to the business with more time taken to myself. But I feel like I just sound like a workhorse. I don't know. The spotlight on like supporting Black-owned businesses, definitely within like the past 2 months, there's been like exponential growth with the business in a way that is really exciting, but also really crazy at the same time. When you're going along, you sewing the garments, you have another full-time job, to now all of a sudden gaining 20,000 followers, selling out multiple collections after like a day or two, it's been a pretty big adjustment. I was thinking about it. I don't know if I've really heard of people who are like, I hold 2 full-time jobs successfully for a really long time. Like, I don't know if that's possible. You know, I think the phrase or what's being said more now about me at work is like, Aaliyah's really busy. Aaliyah has a lot on her plate. And I was thinking about that the other day, and I was just like, I don't think that's necessarily fair to have people have to make that allowance about me because they know how busy I am with my clothing line. So I think for that, it's like, I really have to look at that and say like, hey, is this compromising? That's where it's like seeing how next year turns out, seeing if it's staying on this level, if there's some sort of plateau. I know in the meantime, I'm going to work as hard as I can.
Aaliyah Wanick, designing clothes and working as a speech therapist in the San Francisco Bay Area. If you would care to share the story of your economy, we would love to hear it. We truly would. Tell us over at marketplace.org.